Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Our fans came to watch us play today, and it was awesome to be able to play in front of them. And, you know, they brought it as well. So it was really a team effort. And, you know, couldn't be more proud of the guys in the locker room. And, you know, that offensive line, too. I mean, I can't say enough about them.
Is that the first long run by Isaiah kind of energize everybody?
Definitely. But at the same time, we, coming into the game, breaking the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, I thought we had a lot of energy. And it was really good energy, very positive energy, which is, you know, what we're capable of every single game. And our offensive line, the way that they dominated today is they're capable of that every single game as well. So we're just going to continue to play football and just continue to ride this and continue this into next week, hopefully.
After the frustration of last week and missing some shots downfield, how did it feel for you when you connected on Robbie on that first long one?
It was awesome to be able to connect with him, and then, you know, TP late there. It was awesome, an awesome feeling to, you know, I'm starting to feel the rhythm of, you know, Robbie's timing and how fast he hits downfield. So it's awesome, and, you know, even to Q on some of the stuff, and then Jermaine, I just got to continue to work with them, because that'll come as well. Again, like I said last week, it's just a matter of time when we click and when our whole offense is rolling on all cylinders. So it's going to be fun to watch us here in the next couple weeks.
I've been working on him with the timing. I mean, what kind of stuff have you guys kind of been doing in order to nail that timing down?
Just practicing. You know, working on goes and you know, short, intermediate routes, all of it. We just got to keep practicing and keep getting the timing down.
You did talk about that being close. How gratifying is it to have it like come to fruition in this particular game when you feel you're close and you get some vindication for it?
Say again? What are you talking about?
Well, you said last week you were close. You felt like you were close.
Oh, yeah.
And today, yeah. You know, you kind of came through with that.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like, again, I said it last week, just like you referred to. So it was just really fun to be able to go out there and show the world what we're capable of.
Could you just walk us through the two long passes to Robbie, what you were reading pre-snap?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, corners leverage and all that, where the safety is. So there's a bunch of stuff that goes into it.
Surprised how many single highs they kept on dishing out after that first one, Robbie?
No, I mean, the way that we were running the ball, you got to play single high. You got to have an extra guy in there in the box. So, again, that helps everything.
How badly, Sam, did this team need this after this three-game losing streak?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to be able to get a win. Any win, you'll take it. I feel like every week in the league is a different challenge, and it's a hard challenge. But again, we're capable of winning a lot of games. So, you know, every single week we're going to come out looking to win and having that fiery passion that we had today early on, and just again continue to ride this wave.
How early did you know that you were going to come back to Robbie on the second one? Did you went, you looked him off to the right, then he came back.
Yeah, I just, you know, was looking at the safety, looking at what he was going to do, and then knew that Robbie was going to beat him deep, so I just put it out there for him.
How important was the clock management the second half? Not only did you have the big plays, but it looked like you used the clock so efficiently that even if they got the ball back, they weren't going to have a lot of time to do very much.
Again, it just
part of the strategy, the belief in the second half.
Yeah, it goes back to our offensive line and the running backs, our receivers blocking as well. So it's just, whenever we run the ball, especially up like that, it's called four-minute offense. You're just running the ball, looking to, you know, waste the time. So it was really fun to be able to just watch him go to work and get those dirty yards.
A couple more. You mentioned the offensive line, you know, run blocking, but how gratifying was it for you to see them kind of shut down Von Miller and some of the other big pass rushers they had?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just cool in general to see our team execute and play well, which, again, we're, you know, every single week we can do that. And, you know, I'm really excited about next week and the challenge that the Colts bring. And, again, it's going to be really fun to play here at home.
It looked like you got an act yourself on the block and on Bilal's long run, didn't you?
Yeah. I was kind of winded after that play, but it was awesome to be able to get in front of him and lead block. I don't know if I actually blocked him, but, you know, I did my part. I got in the way.
How do you keep the momentum going into next week?
You know, we just keep it going, keep practicing. You know, keep executing in practice. I think that's the biggest thing is everyone being on the same page and getting in and out of the huddle.
Last
And those QB sneaks, what's kind of your attitude when those plays are called, and how did it feel to come through on those?
Just keep my feet driving, get as many yards as possible.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.